Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Saira Mujtaba with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls for greater role of women in policy formation and decision making in agriculture sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says he always ensures proceedings of House are conducted with impartiality, discipline and in accordance with the rules. Government to conduct comprehensive probe into reported attack on former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah. Tensions rise in West Asia after Iran targets commercial vessels in Persian Gulf. And in Swiss Open Badminton, Kiran George to take on Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan in men's singles pre-quarterfinal at Basel tonight. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has called for greater role of women in policy formation, decision-making and leadership positions in the agriculture sector. The president made these remarks after inaugurating the three-day global conference on the role of women in agri-food systems in New Delhi today. The president said larger participation of women at all levels in the sector will promote gender-inclusive agricultural growth.
फसल को बोनो काटने प्रसंस्करण करने और हाट बाजार में ले जाने जैसे सभी गतिविधियों में महिलाएं महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभाती हैं मछली पालन मधुमक्खी पालन पशु पालन वन्य उपजों के समुचित उपयोग तथा कृषि पर आधारित उद्यमों को चलाने जैसे अनेक क्षेत्रों में हमारी माताएं बहनें और बेटियां अथक परिश्रम करती हैं वे कृषि अर्थव्यवस्था को अमूल्य योगदान देते हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the platform will provide pace and direction to women-centric work in agricultural research network across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 22nd installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi or PM Kisan from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced this while addressing the media in New Delhi this morning. He noted that Prime Minister Modi will release 18,640 crore rupees through direct benefit transfer to the bank accounts of around 9 crore 32 lakh farmers.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer an amount of 18,640 crore rupees from Guwahati directly into the bank accounts of about 9 crore 32 lakh farmers through DBT. I would also like to inform that this scheme was launched in February 2019 and since then more than 4 lakh 9,000 crore rupees have already been transferred to farmers' accounts through DBT. With the release of the 22nd installment, this amount will increase to more than 4 lakh 27,000 crore rupees.
The minister highlighted that the government has also launched the first phase of an AI-based digital platform, Bharat Vistar, to provide farmers with comprehensive information related to agricultural queries.
For the welfare of farmers, we have taken the initiative to create a comprehensive AI-based digital platform that will provide complete information at one place. The first phase of this platform has already been launched. Through this system, farmers will be able to receive all necessary information in their own language by a single phone call.
The Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition's uproar over various issues, including a demand for discussion on the LPG crisis. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Speaker Om Birla gave a statement on the resolution brought by the opposition parties seeking his removal, which was rejected by the House yesterday. Mr. Birla said he has always tried to ensure that the proceedings of the House are conducted with impartiality, discipline, balance and in accordance with the rules. The Speaker clarified that whether it is the Leader of the House, the Leader of the Opposition or any other member, everyone has the right to speak in the House only in accordance with the rules and procedures. The Speaker said no member has any special privilege to speak in this House beyond the rules.
ये प्रयास रहता है.
माई कॉन्स्टेंट एफर्ट हैज ऑलवेज बीन टू इंश्योर दैट द डिग्निटी डेकोरम एंड प्रेस्टीज ऑफ द हाउस कंटिन्यू टू ग्रो. आई हैव ऑलवेज हैड अनवेवरिंग फेथ इन द सिस्टम ऑफ पार्लियामेंट्री डेमोक्रेसी एस्टैब्लिश्ड बाय आवर कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन. ओवर द पास्ट टू डेज दिस हाउस हैज फुलफिल्ड एन इम्पॉर्टेंट पार्लियामेंट्री प्रोसेस ऑफ डेमोक्रेसी. ड्यूरिंग दिस डिस्कशन मेनी आइडियाज पर्सपेक्टिव्स एंड इमोशंस वर प्लेस्ड बिफोर द हाउस. आई लिसन्ड केयरफुली एंड सीरियसली टू एवरी ऑनरेबल मेंबर ऑफ द हाउस.
मान्य सदस्य की बात को गंभीरता और ध्यान से सुना.
Later, Congress leader K.C. Venugopal said that the leader of the opposition has given an adjournment notice on the LPG crisis and demanded immediate discussion on the issue. Mr. Birla said he has received the notice and has informed the government about it. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the issue is important and the government wants to reply on it. He said the government also wants to respond immediately. As the uproar continued, the Lok Sabha was adjourned till 2 p.m. Chief Whip of BJP in the Lok Sabha, Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal, has criticized the Congress party over the no-confidence motion related to the Lok Sabha Speaker, saying that the opposition failed to secure adequate support. Mr. Jaiswal was talking to Akashwani News.
The Indian National Congress has this habit of first bringing a no-confidence motion themselves. They should have allowed the voting to take place. However, if the voting had happened, the confidence that all members of parliament have in the Honorable Lok Sabha Speaker would have resulted in him receiving more than 350 votes and the entire Congress would have been exposed. Out of this fear, they have walked away. A voice vote is only a formality.
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways has deployed advanced AI and machine learning devices to enhance safety and its operational efficiency by adopting smart monitoring. Mr. Vaishnav stated this in a written reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today. He said three Netra system is being developed to assist loco pilots with enhanced vision during foggy and adverse weather conditions. Leader of the House in Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, has assured the upper house that a comprehensive investigation will be carried out to uncover the full circumstances behind the reported attack on former Chief Minister of Jammu and Kashmir, Farooq Abdullah. Responding to the issue raised by the Leader of Opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, Mr. Nadda said the government is taking the matter very seriously.
भारत सरकार इस बारे में बहुत गंभीर है.
द गवर्नमेंट ऑफ इंडिया इज वेरी सीरियस अबाउट दिस मैटर. आई वुड लाइक टू अश्योर यू ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द गवर्नमेंट दैट व्हाट एवर इंक्वायरी इज रिक्वायर्ड विल बी कैरिड आउट थॉरली. द पर्सन हु हैज बीन अप्रिहेंडेड विल बी इन्वेस्टिगेटेड इन डेप्थ टू अंडरस्टैंड हिज इंटेंशंस एंड गैदर ऑल रिलेटेड इन्फॉर्मेशन. नेसेसरी स्टेप्स विल ऑल्सो बी टेकन टू इंश्योर द सेफ्टी एंड सिक्योरिटी ऑफ सीनियर लीडर फारूक अब्दुल्ला.
जिसे जो आवश्यक विषय होगा वो जरूर किया जाएगा.
However, the union minister also criticized the opposition for giving the incident a political colour. During the zero hour, the leader of the opposition, Mallikarjun Kharge, raised concerns over the law and order situation in Jammu and Kashmir after an assassination attempt on Farooq Abdullah. National Conference president and former Jammu and Kashmir chief minister Farooq Abdullah, who was attending a marriage ceremony in Jammu last evening, had a miraculous escape after a gunman opened fire on him. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at TI News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to Midday News. Tensions in West Asia have escalated after a maritime attack by Iran in the Persian Gulf involving commercial vessels near Iraq and the United Arab Emirates. An Indian crew member lost his life after a U.S.-owned crude oil tanker was attacked near Basra in Iraq. In a social media post, the Indian embassy in Iraq said that the tanker, Save Sea Vishnu, was sailing under the Marshall Islands flag. It added that the remaining 15-member Indian crew has been evacuated to a safe place. The embassy noted that they are in regular touch with the Iraqi authorities and the rescued Indian sailors and are offering all possible assistance. Meanwhile, UAE authorities responded to a drone attack near Dubai Creek Harbour this morning, prompting evacuations. No casualties were reported. The incident comes amid a series of overnight interceptions of missiles and drones across the Gulf region as the conflict between the US, Israel and Iran continues to widen. More from our correspondent.
Regional governments remain on high alert as air defense systems in Bahrain, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates reportedly intercepted Iranian projectiles overnight and early in the morning. Iraq has also suspended operations at one of its key oil ports following deadly attacks on two foreign oil tankers, adding to growing concerns about the safety of energy infrastructure and maritime routes across West Asia. Iran's armed forces have meanwhile issued a fresh warning over maritime security, saying that if Iranian ports comes under attack, ports across the region would be treated as legitimate targets. Tehran's message signals a possible expansion of the conflict into commercial shipping lines and port facilities, a development that could significantly disrupt trade flows in West Asia. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has outlined three conditions for ending the war, calling for recognition of Iran's legitimate rights, payment of reparations and firm international guarantees against future attacks. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
Despite the escalation, U.S. President Donald Trump has suggested the campaign could be nearing its end and that the war could conclude soon. The Pentagon said 7 American service members have been killed and 140 wounded since Operation Epic Fury began on the 28th of February. On global energy markets, Brent crude prices remain above $100 a barrel as the continued disruption of shipping through the Strait of Hormuz tightens supplies. India's LPG production has increased by 25% following several measures taken by the government aimed at boosting domestic supply for household consumers. Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, stated this while addressing an interministerial meeting briefing on recent West Asia developments in New Delhi last evening. The country is observing the 96th anniversary of the historic Dandi March or Salt Satyagraha today. The Dandi March began on this day in 1930 when Mahatma Gandhi and a group of followers set out on a 24-day, nearly 390-kilometer non-violent march from Sabarmati Ashram in Ahmedabad to the coastal village of Dandi in Gujarat to challenge the British monopoly on salt production and taxation. It sparked the nationwide civil disobedience movement, breaking unjust laws. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi and all the brave freedom fighters who participated in the historic Dandi March. World Kidney Day is being observed today. In his message on the occasion, Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda called upon everyone to join hands in spreading awareness and ensuring that kidney health remains a priority for all. Benchmark domestic equity indices trimmed some of their early losses and were trading around 0.4% lower in forenoon trade today. Sensex slipped 310 points to 76,555, while the Nifty lost 73 points to 23,794 when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heatwave conditions over Gujarat tomorrow. The weather agency has predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. The IMD said that thunderstorm and lightning will prevail over Chhattisgarh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Vidarbh, Sikkim, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura for the next 3 days. In Swiss Open Badminton, Indian shuttlers will play pre-quarterfinal matches in Basel tonight. Kiran George will face Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan in men's singles. Kiran edged past former world champion and third seed Loh Kyun Yu of Singapore in the opening match last night. Gunawan, on the other hand, ended the campaign of former world number 1 Kidambi Srikanth in the opening round. World number 4 men's doubles pair Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will be taking on the Japanese duo of Hiroki Okamura and Kyohei Yamashita in the round of 16 match. Following them, another Indian men's doubles pair of Hariharan, Amsa Karunan and M.R. Arjun also booked their spot in round of 16 with a straight game win. They will next take on Chinese Taipei's Cheng Quan Shin and Ling Bi Wei in the pre-quarterfinal. Indian mixed doubles pair of Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Chakrashtra will face China's Zhao Xiaoshun and Wu Mengying. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls for greater role of women in policy formation and decision-making in agriculture sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to release 22nd installment of PM Kisan scheme from Guwahati in Assam tomorrow. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla says he always ensures proceedings of House are conducted with impartiality, discipline and in accordance with the rules. Government to conduct comprehensive probe into reported attack on former Jammu and Kashmir Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah. Tensions rise in West Asia after Iran targets commercial vessels in Persian Gulf. And in Swiss Open Badminton, Kiran George to take on Hong Kong's Jason Gunawan in men's singles pre-quarterfinal at Basel tonight. That's all in Midday News.